outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Let it snow, everyone. Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Of course, our Christmas in July show. Try to get out of that heat right now. At least your mindset could be out of the heat. Maybe that could help. It was kind of cool in here now.
Yes, it is. Well, yeah. I feel chilly. Is it snowing?
Yeah. Who's saying, is this Sinatra?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Same thing.
Let it snow, or as Eric likes to call it, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, got a little rap to that right there.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, this hour of Let It Snow. There we go. There we go. Brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Now, be sure, make sure your oil changes are up to date. If you have any issues with your car, be sure to bring it into Alexander and his crew at 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602.
How often should you get an oil change?
Pretty often, 956-3781. It just depends on your car. But I think because of the extreme heat, you should try to do it.
3,000?
It's much, probably that. Now, my car, the new car I got, it's either because newer engines, things are different. They say every 7,500 miles, which would almost be, twice a year at most,
well,
really.
They have those synthetic oils as well.
Well, there's that. However, they also mention, especially in the manual, is that with extreme temperatures, which includes Arizona heat, that they would recommend sooner than that, whether it's 3,000 miles or 3,750. Talk to Alexander about it.
My car has a little meter, and it says, when it goes down to 50%, that's when I go get my oil changed.
Yeah, it
shows. You mean when the oil gets that low?
Well, when it says that the oil potency or something like that. I don't know what it is. I don't know cars. That's you'd have to ask Alexander.
That's why we got to go to Alexander.
Does he also assist you how to put on your snow tires on the chains?
He will now. Yeah. Knowing that our show here, I do want to bring something up. A little bit of sad news yesterday. Of course, our condolences out to actor Roger Reese, who passed away. Of course, known for his role in Cheers, and
Wait a minute,
Joseph.
Are you gonna give condolences to him instead of his family?
Yeah, I was going to clarify that as well.
That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Well, Greg speaks to the dead.
I do.
He's got psychic powers.
So Roger Reese, he was the English guy, right?
The English guy, and of course Joseph, myself, maybe Eric probably remember him most. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, as the sheriff of Rottingham.
You know him from the
That's how
Men
I know him most. I know he's been in so many other big time things. But
well, to be honest, all the Men in Tights, they start to blur in your mind. You've seen so many.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. But condolences to his family and friends and former colleagues and co-stars. I know they're all.
It's amazing how fast Wikipedia gets updated, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
It does.
Yeah. Someone, they're waiting for everyone to die so they can.
They actually, they predict that.
It sure seems that way.
Yeah. They predict the day before Eric goes, it's going to say.
A day
before.
It's like 24 hours.
Yeah, I look all the time just
actually,
to make sure.
My family is on their way to a funeral today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you just saying that, you bastard?
Okay. Well,
here I am about to cry for my insensitivity.
Yeah, well, you need to go to that training. That's why I just was quiet.
I don't think you need sensitivity training, Greg.
Oh.
I think you do. I volunteered, but then I had to miss out on that bar crawl. I'm telling you, I'm not going. I'm not going next Saturday. I've got a graffiti crawl.
How many times do you have to go to this thing?
No, is that next Saturday? Oh, I'm not going. You have to go 8 times.
To sensitivity training?
Yeah, I might
I'm
have to miss.
Not going. Mm-hmm.
I might miss next week's, and then in 2 weeks I might have to miss that one too because I got a graffiti crawl.
I'm definitely not going.
Unbelievable.
So, if you want to go to a graffiti crawl, Bobby, 602-252-1480, or if you want to as well, Eric.
You know, she says she's going, but she never will.
She's not going. But if you want to go to a graffiti crawl, go ahead and give us a call, anyone, and I'll send you the invitation on how to get.
If you want to go to sensitivity training with Joseph, give us a call too.
602-252-1480. Oh yeah. By the way, today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July show. We are celebrating not only Christmas, but the release of Minions, which came out yesterday and is going to on track to make $120 million.
That's all?
Well, for the weekend. For the weekend. It's going to make a lot more than that. But so we've got some sound bites from some of the cast members. Again, unfortunately, not Stuart, Kevin, and Bob, the stars of the film. But Allison Janney actually has some comments about working with Stuart, Kevin, and Bob.
Oh, I hope this was good.
They're extraordinary, first of all, and they're incredibly charming and likable and mischievous, and you just kind of want to be with them all the time. So I was thrilled to be asked to join the movie and get to meet them. And they're actually some of the nicest actors I've worked with in my career.
Yes, and but Allison Janney is not the only one who was impressed with how professional Stuart, Kevin, and Bob were on the set. Sandra Bullock, you know, she's a big star. She's worked with a lot of people. George Clooney.
And we almost lost her in space.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Reynolds. And she's worked with so many people. But she really enjoyed working with Stuart, Kevin, and Bob.
Yeah.
I only really worked with Kevin, Bob, and Stuart, those three minions. They were sort of my team, as I like to call them. I don't know how else to say it, but their talent is limitless. Their ability to improv is out of this world. You know, they might be short, but they're mighty in their emotions and in what they give you off camera. They're amazing. Like, they show up for their off-camera work, where most actors don't show up to do their off-camera.
Wow, I love how she stays in character.
Yeah, that was pretty. I like that. I thought that was pretty cute.
Well, these gentlemen are great. I mean, I am.
Yeah.
It's just an awe how these guys are able to do that.
I know. I hope that they're up for Oscars. I mean, all three of them. I mean,
if not, this is a travesty. I may not watch this year if they're not up.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I kind of like that whole Selma situation, you know? People boycotted, so I think the people should boycott again if Stuart, Kevin, and Bob are not nominated. But, of course, Allison Janney also had some comments about Minionese, the language spoken by the Minions.
Okay.
It is, and yet you just somehow you know what they're talking about. That's the oddest thing, that you can listen to it and just, I know exactly what they're saying. I can't tell you what they're saying, but I know what they're saying. And just every once in a while to hear a word, you're like, oh, I knew that word.
Yes, and of course, Pierre Coffin is the director of the film. Mm-hmm. He's kind of the guy who really developed this whole language, Minionese.
Yeah.
So let's hear what Pierre has to say about Minionese. Yeah.
I started using like different words from different countries even more. And then when we made Minions, we sort of like justified all that. It's like, oh my God, they're coming from everywhere. They work for all these villains all across the globe. So that makes total sense that they would speak like all these languages, or at least have a language that makes like all these words from all these different countries. And so it has evolved to something that makes sense now, whereas before, well, it makes sense in a certain way. But at least we didn't start off that way, but it became that way, which is like really funny.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
And by the way, Stuart, Kevin, and Bob, I heard that they worked for bananas. That's
okay.
It. They didn't even ask for a paycheck. They just asked for, while they were on set, Kraft Services had to supply them with an unlimited supply of bananas.
I love it. I mean, these guys are fantastic.
Are.
I mean, to do something like that, you would assume they probably donate a lot to charity as well.
Oh, they probably do. They're very, very
great guys,
charitable guys.
Really
kind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, John Hamm, who voices Herb in
Herb.
The film. Yeah. He also had some comments to say about Minionese.
Oh, what Pierre does with those voices is amazing. It's so specific, and yet it's seemingly so random. And so it's such a facile command of not only whatever language they're speaking, but the mixture of all of those languages. Because I was saying to somebody else, it's like only like someone that was raised in Europe can kind of seemingly have that many languages to choose from, right at the tip of their tongue. And it's a fun kind of game to listen to what words the Minions do have, and like, why is that Greek? Like, why would they pick Greek for that? Oh God, they know Greek. Of course they know Greek, because they used to be minions for Alexander the Great or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it makes sense in its own weird logic, but it's very cool.
And again, that's
facile.
What I'm saying. What?
Who uses the word facile?
Well, that's John Hamm. You know, he's a madman.
He thinks highly of himself, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. He can say whatever he wants. He has perfect hair.
Ooh, kind of like Scott Foley.
No.
No? Okay. Well, but yeah, that's what I was saying in our last in our last segment, that it's fun to kind of like listen to the words that they're saying and
yeah.
pick out and say, oh, hey, I know that. And
sure.
Oh, yeah, even though I went to 4 years of Spanish, I know what they're
Facil.
Saying.
Facil.
Yeah, exactly. That's
if you're going to say it in Spanish. Facil. Same word, same meaning.
It's very true.
Different accent.
But, of course, despite the fact that no one called in and shared that they saw Minions, you can still do so, by the way, 602-252-1480. I know. People are see, they don't want to admit that they've seen Minions. 602-252-1480. Or, of course, you can go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and share your comments on there if you've seen Minions. Give us your own little mini review. But the movie is doing blockbuster at the box office. It's made $46 million on Friday.
Wow. Is this going to blow away Jurassic World?
No, I don't believe so, because Jurassic World made, I mean, it was, you
How
know.
How much money has that made so far?
Jurassic World is already the third or fourth highest grossing movie of all time.
What was the first? The
first is I
James
believe,
Cameron?
Avatar, and then Titanic, and then the third was, I believe, Avengers, and I think it's beating that now. Yeah. And I believe that's the order. Forgive me if I'm wrong. By the way, one of my
you should know these things.
Well, to be honest, there's another movie opening called Selfless this weekend. One of my fellow critics, he's a good guy, but he said he called it lifeless several times on the movie. I mean, on his segment on a show.
On his what?
On a show, on a TV show. I'm trying not to give away what it is and all
is
that stuff.
Is he a blogger?
No, he's a on his show.
Are you a blogger?
No.
Ugh. You blog?
No. But anyways, 46
Why not?
Million.
When you're alone, do you blog?
I do.
At night, do you stay up all night and have coffee?
Can we talk about my blogging off the air?
No. Is that
sure.
what you call it?
Okay. Well, there is a huge appeal to Minions. Of course, John Hamm has some thoughts about why Minions are so popular.
Mm-hmm. I think that there's something so pure about the Minions experience. They just are kind of these agents of chaos, A, but they also are sort of fascinated by everything in their world. They're just sort of very observant to their own detriment sometimes. They're supposed to be doing something else and they're sort of get distracted by something over here. But generally what they get distracted by is something fun or funny or
shiny things.
Something
banana.
Butt or a banana or, you know, so whatever it is, it's something funny to them, and they take the moment. It's a good lesson. They take the moment to kind of laugh at it and experience that and enjoy it. So I think that's really what maybe resonates. I think maybe even subconsciously with people is that's very childlike. That kind of getting lost in. You're supposed to do something, but you kind of get lost in something that you want to do more because it's more fun or fascinating or whatever it is. You know, that's what I think is the biggest part of what resonates for adults, and kids just like it because they're hilarious.
He has a good point. I mean, and I do want to say it is a very good lesson. If there
you
is some sort
on,
of substance,
notice.
Yeah. And of course, if you want to be completely honest, if I see a butt or a banana or Scott Foley's eyes, I get completely distracted and lose my train of thought as well.
Let's talk about Scott Foley for a minute.
No.
Is there a reason why
you
brought him
inside,
into the conversation?
It's an inside joke. No,
we need
not.
To hear the inside joke.
No, it's about Undateable, a show that we're going to have hopefully have on a star from in a few weeks, but not Scott Foley. But of course, Sandra Bullock. Also thinks very highly of the Minions, and here's what she has
she
to
should.
Say why parents love Minions.
They're like your kids, but cuter. That's
what?
The Minions. They're like your kids, but cuter.
Yes.
She obviously does not like her children.
She did not. Well, I don't know. Do you think the Minions are cuter than your children?
No, nothing's cuter than my children.
Aw.
Well, these Minions are pretty cute, though.
Yeah,
except my dogs.
Well, yeah, I would say that Frozen is cuter than the Minions.
No.
I don't think that the Minions are very cute, but anyway. But
my children aren't children anymore.
Yeah, that's true. They're
one's
adults.
19 and the other one's 16.
But of course, Johnny Mathis will be singing us into our break with Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Absolutely. It'd be nice if we had that right now with our 110 degree temperatures. Although there's some benefits.
That's what's
the hot weather.
Happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is
the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.